Everyone, welcome back to Dad Space, a podcast for dads by dads, and I have a dad on here who has a podcast. Yes, this is great, and I love this. And if you are a dad with a daughter, I have just found for you your next favorite podcast. Ernest James is here on the podcast to talk about his show, to talk about all things growing up with a daughter in the home. And he's even going to be hosting or being a part of a tea party. I'm super curious. Coming up in the future, Ernest James on the podcast. Ernest, welcome to Dad Space.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
This is great. This is good stuff. Okay, so let's talk about this right off the bat. You mentioned before we hit record that you're going to be doing something with a tea party. Like, okay, when I talk to you, we have to like stick our pinkies up in the air when we drink a cup of tea. But you're doing a tea party with for kids and for daughters.
Yes. Tell us about this. I'm doing. So I'm a speaker. I'm a speaker, and so one of the schools that I'm connected with, they're having a daddy-daughter tea party, and I think this is the first one that they're doing. But they're doing this daddy-daughter tea party, and I'm going to be the speaker at that tea party. And so I get to talk to dads about being girl dads, because I have only one biological child, which is my daughter. She's going to be 21 at the time of recording this. And so I get to go be a part of that, you know, watch the young, because it's at a middle school, so they're younger girls. But I get to be a part of that with those dads, and even to kind of pour into those dads and their about their relationship with their daughters. And it's interesting that, you know, that this is an event, because one of the things when I talk about being a girl dad is make sure that you take out the time to spend with your daughters. And I always talk about when my daughter was probably like 7 or 8, maybe a little older, but I'm thinking maybe 7 or 8. She had a daddy daughter dance at her school, and I had to work, and I was like, well, I'll miss this one, but I'll catch the next one. And like I said, she's going to be 21. There never was a next one, you know? And so I don't think it bothers her, but it still bothers me sometimes when I think about it, because I'm like, man, I missed that moment, you know? And so I'm always glad when I get to talk to dads, and that's why I'm really excited about being in this space, you know, at this tea party, because it's like, okay, these dads are doing it. Like, they're taking out the time to be here. And I definitely will share that story with them. Like, make sure you continue to hold on to those moments, you know, because that was one of the moments that I missed. And like I said, I don't think she worries about it, but it still bothers me. And she's going to be 21. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah. Have you ever talked to her about that now that she's older? And that's that exact example? Because I'd like to get her feedback. Like, what does she remember? You know, like, was it like it's meaningful for you that you missed that? But
I've mentioned it to her. Like I said, and since then we've done other things, dances and things like that. But it was just that one that, you know, to me, probably because it was the first one and because it was the daddy daughter thing. And so I probably will ask her directly about it, you know, because we've kind of talked about it a little bit. And like I said, from our conversation that we've had about it, it doesn't bother her, you know, at this point, because like I said, it was other things than that I was there for or whatever. But that was just something that it's still, I'm going to say bothers me, but it's still one of those things that's on my shoulder. Like,
it sits there with you.
Should have did that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I know we'll get into, you know, talk about my podcast later, but with the Girl Dad Discussions podcast, one of the major things that I'm planning to do is to do a daddy daughter dance for all ages, you know, as a like a fundraiser, and do it every year. And so I was like, that's going to be my makeup, you know. I'll do that, and I'll have her come, and you know, with all these other dads and their daughters. And when I do that, I think I'll be able to knock that monkey off my back.
And I love the fact that you said it's all ages. Yeah, you know, that is quite unique. I can imagine in my mind, I'm not sure how you're going to pick the music for this, but, you know, you're going to have dads of all different ages and daughters of all different ages together. They're dancing together. And, you know, why do we save that for just the wedding, right?
Yeah.
When the daddy-daughter dance, right? That's kind of cool. But why not do it on a more regular basis?
Yeah, we got to take those moments. So I'm 48, right? And there is a hotel in the Bahamas called the Atlantis. And I'm like, I'm always like, man, I want to go to that hotel. I want to go stay there because I'm big on fish. I got fish and turtles and stuff. So I'm big on, you know, stuff like that. And so this hotel is in the Bahamas, but it's filled with big aquariums and all kind of fish and stuff. And I'm like, man, I want to go stay there. I'm going to do it when I turn 50. And then I'm like, why am I waiting until I turn 50? You know what I mean? And so now it's on my list that I'm going as soon as I can, you know, and I'll be 38 this year. So I'm trying to go make it a thing to do it before I turn 50, just because I thought about it. And I was like, why wait? You know, so I want to do it before I turn 50.
Nice. Okay, so we mentioned your podcast. Let's go there. Let's talk about your show. How long has it been around? Again, the name of your show, and what do you do on the show? Tell us more.
Right. So I actually have two podcasts, right? So my original podcast. So here's the story, right? So I was married at the time. This was a couple years ago. And me and my wife started having some issues in our marriage. And so as we were working through it, one of the things that I realized that our issues at its core came from the fact of how we were brought up. So I was raised in a two-parent household and she was raised in a single mother household. And so those dynamics of, you know, coming together and then we both had kids. So it's a blended family, you know, and so a lot of things was different, you know, things that she was used to, you know, I seen differently, you know. So let's just say like being in a home where you're raised by your mom, and then your mom was raised by her mom, and her mom was raised by her mom, you know, and like the dads kind of either were in or out or just was non-existent. And so with me, on the other hand, I come from a two-parent household. My parents was married my whole life. Both of them, their parents was married. You know what I mean? So it's like a total different dynamic. And so with us coming together, you know, over time, we started having conflict in different areas. And so once I realized that, and I started thinking about my dating history, I realized that every woman I've ever talked to was a fatherless daughter. And so I said, well, if that's the case, I'm attracted to them or they're attracted to me for whatever reason. So my thought is, what can I do to help this, you know, to help this demographic that I keep connecting with? And so I started a page on Instagram called Friends of Fatherless Daughters. And so I would just go on and talk about, you know, from my perspective, you know, different things that fatherless daughters deal with and, you know, my advice on different things. And people started calling me to be on their podcast. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, I heard of a podcast, never been on one, never listened to one, you know? And so I did the first one, like, all right. And that one was just audio. It wasn't even video, just audio. I'm like, oh, okay. So I do that one. And then another person called me, then another person. So I ended up doing like 7 or 8, you know, like back to back, like every other month I was on somebody's podcast. And so I had the opportunity to meet one of the guys that was over one of the podcasts I was on. I got to meet him in person and we went out to lunch and we were talking and doing that conversation. And he said, well, I think you need to have your own podcast. And so I said, okay, I'll think about it. And so I thought about it and started learning what podcasting was, more about it. And so I started the Deal to Heal with E. James podcast. And so on that podcast, my guest and I talk about how we can heal in every areas of our lives, right? So I talk about everything that I've been through, you know, my divorce, my depressions, suicide ideations, and all of that. And so for the things that I haven't been through, I bring on other coaches or authors or speakers, you know, to talk about different topics, because I try to hit as many different topics as I can, you know, because we're all dealing with something. You know, and just because I'm not dealing with it, there's somebody that's dealing with it, you know? Yeah. And so, so we'll start doing that. So we are on like 120 episodes with that podcast.
Good job. Good.
Yeah. Thank you. And so even with that though, the fatherless daughter still was something that was close to my heart. So whenever I would have a male guest on a podcast who was a girl dad, I would always ask him, what does it mean for you to be a girl dad? And what is something that your daughter has taught you? Right. So every dad, I'll ask them that, those two questions. And so just after doing it so many times and listening to the conversations and having those conversations, which sometimes those conversations like took over the whole podcast and that wasn't even what it was supposed to be about, you know? And so I said, you know what, let's just make this into a full podcast. And so I developed the Girl Dad Discussions podcast. It was a podcast that I have with other girl dads on. And now I've started having daughters on also. So, and we just talk about being a girl dad and raising girls and that whole thing. And I started that on Father's Day of last year, purposely on Father's Day. I released the first issue, you know, so we did that, and we're a couple episodes in, maybe 20 something episodes in, you know. And my first guest was a friend of mine who not only was he just having his first child, but it was his first girl, right? And so when we recorded his podcast, was the very first episode, his daughter was only 2 months old. So he's fresh dad, fresh girl dad, you know, from the beginning. Yeah. And I did that on purpose because I wanted, from there on, every conversation that I had with a dad, I always say, think about him, because he's at the beginning of this journey. So what advice or, you know, mistakes that you made or things like that, that you can leave in this, you know, in this episode that he can learn from, you know, because like I said, he's at the beginning of his journey. And it's just been wild, man. It's been wild. I love it. And when I started having the daughters on and now having a conversation from the girls' point of view, like, yeah, my dad was this and, you know, their whole thing, it's a totally different thing. So, yeah, it's been a nice ride. It's been a nice ride.
As a host of that show for girl dads, are you seeing a common thread possibly that's going through guest to guest to guest where they kind of talk about similar topics or have similar conversations with these guests that you're kind of like, I can see a little bit of a pattern here in our discussions around being a girl dad? Is there anything that kind of comes to mind that you can kind of think back on your own guests?
Well, everybody's story is so different, right?
Right.
You know, even like I had a guy who, one guy was on that he didn't even find out that he was a dad. His daughter was 4, you know? And so it's like those stories. And then I had one guy who was locked up for so many years or whatever. So when he got out, now his story is like a reconnection story, you know? And so the stories are so different. But one thing I have learned listening and even from my own experience is a lot of us wanted boys first, right? It's like, oh man, when I get the son, you know, I'm do this or whatever. But I realized with my own life and listening to the fathers, you know, and I said, you know, a lot of us who wanted sons first, God gave us daughters on purpose, you know, because he wanted us to change, right? And so I always think about, you know, us who have daughters, most of the time when we talk about our daughters and what we teach them is like, we give them the best of us. You know, we don't try to give them, you know, the negative parts. You're like, all right, I'm gonna give you this part of me. And like this part, I want to pour into you. I want you to do this and be great. And I often think about the boys, a lot of times we're like, I want my son to be just like me. So we teach them the good and the bad, right? So I remember having a conversation with one dad and he was like, you know, he was glad that he had his daughter because he was real active in the streets, you know? And so he was like, if I had a son, I would have took him everywhere with me. You know, we would have been all kinds of places. He said, but when I had my daughter and he had his daughter with him a lot, he was like, so I was like, I can't take my daughters into certain spaces, you know? Yeah. And so that prevented him from being in those spaces. And so slowly he began to change, you know, to a different person. And then it's like, man, I think about that and I'm like, if I didn't have a daughter, you know what I'm saying? Like, where would I be? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so that's what I think. I think that a lot of us, sometimes we want sons first, you know, but God says, no, I want you to change. So I'm going to give you a daughter, you know, and then in that raising those daughters and seeing it from a different point of view, we slowly begin to change into a better version of ourselves.
That's really wise. And you're right. Like, in that sense, kids can change your life. Kids can save your life and save your future because you're going to rethink how you show up and change as a man. That's really wise words. I love that.
Yep.
It's great. So, okay, talk more about being a girl dad. What is it about it that is unique to you? How are you different being a girl dad? I'm curious because there's going to be dads listening to this going,
yeah,
I found out that I'm going to be a dad. I also know that I'm going to be having a girl and I am scared out of my mind because I don't know how I'm going to do this. A, be a father and be a father to my daughter and do it well. I'm intimidated. I'm nervous. Teach me, Ernest. Come on. I have a daughter as well, so I'd love to talk about this. But teach me from what you've known and what you've learned through your guests. What would you say to a new dad that's finding out this week that they're going to be a parent?
Well, first thing I would say is be grateful for your child, you know, girl or boy, right? And then taking back to what I just mentioned about as you begin to pour into this, your daughter, you know, be mindful of what you're pouring into her. You know, what are you teaching her? What are you showing her? But also what she's teaching you, you know, because it may be some things in you that need to change. And as you interact with your daughter and raise her, you will begin to see those parts of you that need to change. So not only be open to what you're teaching her, but then be open to the things that she's teaching you and how she's changing you, you know, to make you to a better person. So I definitely would start there. But one of the things I did, so again, I was raised in a two-parent household, right? I have five sisters, right?
Wow.
So I have five sisters. So watching my dad raise my five sisters, you know, and then my own interactions with, you know, the fatherless daughters, and not just the fatherless daughters that I dated, but also the fatherless daughters that I'm in relationship with, as, you know, my cousins who happen to be fatherless, and even some of my friends that I grew up with in school who happen to be fatherless. And then taking into consideration my relationship with my own daughter and the things that I wanted to teach her, I wrote a book, an ebook called The Core Four. So I have a copy of it right here. It's called The Core Four, which is the four core values that every daughter should get from her father. Right.
Wow.
So I wrote that as a resource for girl dads, you know, to not just girl dads, but also, you know, father figures, should I say, you know, to have a core of, if nothing else, if we can start at these core values, you know, that we pour into our daughters, that'd be the beginning of the journey, you know. And so the core values is guidance, love and affection, affirmation, and protection, right? So those are the four values. And so the way that I explain them, guidance is not just right and wrong, you know, but everything decisions wise, you know, how to make wise decisions, you know, teaching our daughters how to make wise decisions. And most importantly, even though I get in trouble sometimes when I say it, to make decisions out of facts and not feelings, because our daughters are more emotional, you know. And so we talk, I don't really get in trouble when I say daughters, but when I say women, you know,
it's more emotional
than it's like, never in
Ooga,
like,
Ooga.
You're kind of showing it right now, you know. But because they're more emotional, they make a lot of decisions out of how they feel, you know, how I feel right now. And so my decision to do this way or react this way comes up how I feel. And sometimes that's bad, because how you feel changes from moment to moment, you know? So if we teach our daughters how to make sound decisions based on the facts, which is men usually do, we're like, okay, what's the facts of the situation? So if we teach our daughters how to make wise decisions based on the facts, not how I feel, but the facts of the situation, then as things go along, they're more apt to be good with the decisions that they've made. And like I said, and not just good and with the decisions, not just good or bad decisions, but I like to say better or best decisions, right? And so I talk about when my daughter wanted to buy her first car, you know, and she came to me like, Dad, I'm working, I'm saving my money, I want to have, you know, a nice down payment so I can go and, you know, buy this car. And I said, well, that's good. That is a good idea. But a better idea will be, let's work on your credit. Let's make sure your credit is good, so you can just walk in there, sign on the line and walk out and keep your money. You know what I mean? And so those kind of things, as far as guidance, just teaching our daughters like the best way to do things, you know, and the best way to make decisions that'll be, you know, beneficial to them the rest of their lives. You know, so that's the guidance. Love and affection. Say, love and affection is being the example of what it is to be loved, right? What it is to show love, even physical love, you know, to your daughters, to hug them, to hold them, you know, to kiss them, so they know what that's supposed to feel like, so that when they get into situations or when they get into you know, God forbid, dating at some point, you know, they know what that's supposed to feel like. You know, they know what it means to be held correctly and not, you know, be handled in a rough way. They know what that
should be
like. And so all these things we begin to pour into our daughters because we're become that example, you know. So making sure that the first time she hears, "I love you," it's not outside of your house. You know what I'm saying? So she's not looking for that in the first person that says it. And then now she's looking at them, you know, in a way that is open. Like she's just like wide open. She's never heard it before, you know? Yeah. And so that's love and affection. Affirmations, I would say affirmations is telling them what they should already know about themselves, right? Mm. But maybe they just don't know or they haven't experienced it yet, you know? And so I think it was the movie The Help. There's a line in that movie. I think that's the movie where the lady is talking to the girl and she's like, "You are beautiful. You are smart. You are intelligent. You are important," you know, and that's what affirmation is, you know, with us from a dad, it's a whole different, it takes on a whole nother life when you begin to speak those things to your daughter, like, "Look, this is who you are. You're beautiful. You're smart. You're intelligent. You can do whatever you want. You know, the sky's the limit." And as we pour into them that way, and just build their self-confidence and their self-worth, you know. And I always say when they walk out the house, they don't have to hear those words for the first time from someone else, you know. And going back to the whole dating thing, you know, when Bobo comes and he wants to, you know, impress her and start telling her she's beautiful and all this stuff, just kind of telling her what he thinks she wants to hear, she's able to stand up to that, like, "No, you got to come better than that because I know that because my dad told me that." You know what I mean? And then not just falling for the first, you know, guy that gives you a compliment because you're like, "Oh, you know." So all those things kind of play a part. And then lastly, protection. We oftentimes talk about the physical protection, you know, whenever dad say, "Oh, yeah, I'm getting the shotguns ready now," you know, but that's important too. That plays a part. But I say the more, a better word would be safety, right? To pour into our daughters so they feel safe. Safe to be themselves, safe to express themselves, safe to stand up in any space and be noticed. You know what I mean? Because as we know, when you go out into this world, there are some spaces where, you know, they're kind of like the old school of be seen but not heard. You know what I mean? But, you know, out of those things. And so pouring into your daughter where she know, okay, I'm comfortable with who I am and I can stand up for myself. I can speak for myself. I can advocate for myself in whatever situations that come up, whether it's a boss or a boyfriend or whatever, they can stand up and say, "You're like, no, this is not who I am. This is not what I'm standing for," you know, and be able to advocate on their own for their own selves, you know? And so those are the core four values that I think that, you know, if we start there and just build up from there, we'll do a good job. And one of the questions that I asked, because when we on the Girl Dad podcast, there's a segment called Getting to the Core, and where we talk about the core four values. And I always say, if there could be a fifth value that you can add for the fathers, what would that be? So everybody have their different answers to it. But one that always comes up more so than others is patience. You know, and so the fathers on the show mostly, on average, more than any other answers, say if they could add the fifth value, it would be patience. So being patient with, you know, yourself as a father, because you're not always going to get it right, you know, but then being patient with your daughters because they're teaching us, you know, like I said, they're teaching us just as much as we're teaching them. And having that patience to be patient with them as the teacher and as the student. You know, so I think that's the advice I would give to a father, you know, right now, like start with those four core values and then just build upon that. And I think you'll be all right.
So I know it's early in the conversation and normally do this at the end of our time together. But for those that are interested and want to get a copy of your book, how do we do that, Ernest? Where do we get it?
So I've written several ebooks, and so if you go to ebooksbyejames.com, I made it really simple. ebooksbyejames.com, and so I have the core four, which is the core four values that every daughter should get from her father. But I also have this one that I wrote. There's another ebook that I wrote called "From Males to Men," And it's for young men that is taking that journey into manhood, like maybe teenage years. And so it just kind of gives a walkway of that, of those young men too. So I kind of made sure that I hit the fathers from both sides, right? The girls and the boys. I didn't want to leave either of them out. And there are some other eBooks there too. But if you go to ebooksbyejames.com, you can get any of the eBooks.
Love it. We'll make sure we have a link in the show notes for that as well. As you're listening at the gym or walking the dog, you can go there and grab those as well. That's awesome. Okay, so Ernest, think about a dad who has maybe made some mistakes over the years with their daughter, whether they were super strict in the beginning and they started to get a little bit more relaxed as their daughter got older. And maybe there's some regrets. Maybe there was the missed dance, where we didn't get a chance to go because we're busy. But we're living with this thing on our shoulder that says you could have done better as a dad earlier on. And it maybe caused a little bit of a rift, a little bit of a brokenness between father and daughter. Yeah. Do you have any words of wisdom from all of the people you've talked to and all the research you've done to kind of help us repair maybe a relationship that's a little strained between dad and daughter? How do we fix that, mend that, and make it stronger, kind of like a bone that breaks, and then when it's reset, it becomes stronger than it was before? How do we do that in a relationship with dad and daughter?
I think one of the things that we can do is to admit that we were wrong, right? As a father, just admit that we was wrong, right? And so I've had this conversation several times. I had a guest on my show. Actually, she was the first female guest on the Deal to Heal with E. James podcast. And she was also the first guest on the Girl Dad Discussions podcast. And her name is Yana. I really don't want to try to pronounce her last name. It's a German last name. It's H-E-R-D-E, I think it is. Yana Herde, something like that. Sorry, Yana, if I messed it up.
Yeah.
But our dynamic is crazy because when I started doing the Friends of Fatherless Daughters on Instagram, she reached out to me. And so me being a father, a girl dad who's talking to fatherless daughters, you know, hers is just the opposite. She was a fatherless daughter, and now she coaches fathers into reconnecting with their daughters.
Wow.
And so we met on Instagram and we did a couple of lives together and everything. Nice. It was like, we always had great conversations. And so I had her as a guest on both of my podcasts, you know? And so even with that being said, so we've had the conversation a lot, like, how do you reconnect, you know? And so one of the things I would say again is being willing to apologize and admit that you got it wrong. You know, and that within itself opened up so many doors. You know, a lot of times when the father has been absent, whether for whatever, who's ever fought, you know, whatever the rift was that broke them apart, when they come back, they try to come back sometimes where they left off, you know, and then depending on especially that time frame, like maybe you left when she was 2 and you came back when she's 20, you know, like she's a whole different person.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times we come in with the thought of, let's say if it was you, the disconnect was due to divorce, you know, and then it comes back and now you want to tell your side of the story because I know you've been getting mom's side of the story all this time. So let me tell you my side of the story. And it's like, no, don't do that. You're like, the objective when you come back into connection with your daughter is to make that connection, right? Allow her to, you know, navigate where this leads or how it goes. And there will come a time when she's going to say, okay, you know, why weren't you there? You know, there is going to come a time where she's going to ask to hear your side of the story. But doing that reconnection part, you know, it's not even important at that time. Your goal should be, what am I doing now today to reconnect with my daughter, to find out who she is as a person right now and what she needs from me right now, you know, and come in humbly that way. You know what I'm saying? And even like I said, like a minute you were wrong, like, look, I'm not even going to give you an excuse why I wasn't here, but I'm just sorry that I wasn't. I'm sorry that, you know, for whatever time period or for whatever reason or for whatever I said that caused us to have this gap in time, you know, forgive me for it and let's try to repair it. And then, like I said, as being a dad, there's going to come a time when she's going to say, okay, now I want to hear your side of the story. You know, and then you will have the opportunity to tell it. But I think a lot of times dads go in with, let me tell you what your mom did, or let me tell you what happened, or let me tell you, you know, and they're like, I ain't trying to hear that, right? So it was one book that I read, and it was by a fatherless daughter. And I remember her talking in this book about her and her dad. And at this time, they had been back in each other's life for years, you know, and she was an adult, he was an adult. And it just happened to be one day that they were at her house in the kitchen, and she just turned around to him and said, why weren't you there? You know, and so he went to answer to give his reasons or whatever. And she cut him off and she said, I don't want to hear any of that. I just want to hear you say, I'm sorry. You know, and she said he broke down and he started crying. He just said, I'm sorry. And then they hugged and they just had this moment of reconciliation. Like, it didn't even matter why, just to hear that I'm sorry that I wasn't there. And that, like, wow. I said, at this time, she was an adult, you know, and they had already been back, you know, in each other's life for some time before that, you know. And so it wasn't like it was brand new. But again, when she wanted the answer, she asked for it, you know, so he didn't come with it. And then even then, it just went back to the apology. Like, that's really what they want to hear. Yeah. Even when they say, what's your side of the story? They really don't want to hear your side of the story. They just want to know that you feel some type of way that you weren't there. You know what I mean? That it hurts you as much as it probably hurt them, you know? So when you can be sincere and give an apology and just say, I was wrong, I'm sorry, I think that means more hurt than anything. So yeah. one of my guests that I had on the podcast, that, remember what I said, sometimes it takes the podcast somewhere else. So we're on the Deal to Heal podcast, and he's a mentor. So he works with boys and things like that. And so that's where we're supposed to go with the conversation, but he's a girl dad. So I asked him the first two questions. I asked him, what does it mean for you to be a girl dad? And what is something that your daughters have taught you? And so that opened up a whole lane. And that was one of the things that he talked about, was going to his daughter and saying, I'm sorry. I think he had two daughters, but going to them and saying, you know, I'm sorry for not, you know, being the best dad or whatever. And he was saying that his daughter released him because she was like, Dad, you did a good job. You know, she was like, look at me. I'm a, you know, honor roll student, and, you know, started saying everything that she was. And she was like, that's because of you. So even though you may be judging yourself harshly because, like, man, I could have did better, but you did a good job, you know? And so she was able to give him that release of not feeling down on himself and beating himself up for not being there as much as he could have, or maybe wanted to, things that he could have did different. But by him coming to her and just saying, I'm sorry, she was able to comfort him in that moment to say, like, Dad, you did a good job, Dad. I'm okay. You know, and so I think that's a big thing for us as fathers and just of men, because sometimes as men, we just don't want to say I was wrong, you know, but to be able to say, you know what, I was wrong. You know, I'm sorry as your dad. I don't always get it right, but I'm going to try to do better. And I think that opens up a whole lane for them, especially with being in their emotions, you know, to be able to hear those things and what it does for them. I think it opens up a whole world, you know, just by that apology that you give.
I love it, Ernest. You're just bringing so much value in our conversation. And I'm thinking of the dad that's listening here with us and thinking, wow, they're probably like, I'm going to have to listen to this episode a second time, because there's so much that Ernest is giving me for resources and thoughts. Before we jump off, because we're getting close to the end of our time, because you're a busy man and you've had a very early morning today.
Yeah.
So you need a nap. So can you give us a sneak peek of what you're going to talk about at this daddy-daughter event coming up? I'm curious because I won't be able to be there in person, but I feel like I'm missing out on what you're going to share without giving it all away.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit of what's on your heart, what's on your mind to share with that audience?
Yeah, some of it is some of the things that I just mentioned, you know.
Okay.
Definitely letting them know that I'm proud of them for taking out the time, you know, because we are busy. We have to work and do this and that, you know. But to take out the time to have those moments, you know, to hold on to. I was doing a podcast episode just yesterday, right? And we end up doing like an hour episode, right? And it was like, okay, we got to stop, because if we don't, we just gonna keep going, you know?
Yeah.
But even in that, episode yesterday was, you know, talking about the dads, and we're having this conversation. It's like, man, we got to take those moments. We got to take the time to hold on to those moments. And, you know, I was talking to the one dad, and he was saying that he took his family to Disneyland, you know, and it was a moment where they left something in the car. And so he had to go back to the car to get it. And so he had two daughters, but he just took one of his daughters with him, you know, and the rest of the family stayed behind. But in that walk, you know, from, you know, to go into the car, she seen the little Mickey ears. Right. And so she like, Dad, I want to get the ears, you know? And so he's like, all right. So he bought himself a pair and bought her a pair. And, you know, that was kind of their thing, took a picture or whatever. So that moment, you know, with all the grandness of Mickey and Minnie and all the rest of that stuff, that's the thing she held on to the most. And he was like, she still has those ears. You know what I mean? Like years after that experience, she still has the Mickey ears, you know? And that's why I was telling dads, like, that's what they remember most. It's not even the grand thing, you know? Like she'll remember that moment that she had with you with the Mickey ears more than she'll remember meeting Mickey Mouse. You know what I mean? Because Mickey Mouse, yeah, he's fun, he's a thing, but you're her dad. And that moment is what she's going to take with her, you know? And so I definitely want to tell the fathers I'm proud of them for taking out the time to, you know, have this moment that their daughter will always remember, for one. And then also, you know, I was doing one podcast. We were talking about the book, and this podcast I was on, it was myself and then it was three other ladies. And we're talking about male friends, you know, and how, you know, when you're a fatherless daughter, these relationships where you have with guys to fill different voids. And one of the things that one of the ladies mentioned about, she said she was out with a friend, and they were adults at this time. She was out with a friend, it's a male friend. They were doing lunch, and they're having lunch like outside, you know, on a patio thing at the restaurant. And this girl walks by, and she's like, the girl was like halfway dressed. She like had hardly no clothes on, you know? Yeah. And she said in her mind, she's thinking, okay, when this girl comes past, he's going to look at her and be like, you know, eyeing her, like, yeah. Oh, wow, look at that. But what happened was when she walked past, he turned and looked at her, and she walked past, and then he turned back to her and said, she must not have no daddy. And she was like, that moment changed her so much, because her father had died, right? And she was like, even with that, I don't ever want to carry myself in a way that someone can look at me and just automatically say she didn't have no daddy, you know? And I think as dads, that should be something that we think about, you know, how we are influencing our daughters, how we're pouring into them, how we're loving on them to the point that when they walk out into society, you know, somebody can't look at them and see that void, if it is one, you know, to be able to look at them and say, oh yeah, her dad wasn't in her life, just by the way that she carries herself or present herself. So just those a couple things, you know, that's in my head that has stuck out from having these conversations. You know, it's like, okay, look out for these things, dads. Make sure that you're taking those time. Make sure that your influence is known and seen in your daughters, and teaching them how to show up in the world in the way that they can be respected and respectable, you know, and so that no one could even think about the fact that you may not have been there. You know, when they look at your daughter, there should be no evidence of whether you were there or not, or that you were missing, you know, for whatever, even if it was for a time period. Our job is to make sure when they walk out into public, that's not the first thing someone sees when they see them. They say, she doesn't have no daddy, you know? Wow. So just those things I'm definitely going to talk to the dads about.
Good. I love it, Ernest. This is amazing. So if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, Ernest is amazing, and I love what he talks about, and I'm feeling a connection with you. Again, as we close off, Ernest, the podcast, I'd love for you to kind of talk about those again as we close off. And I'm encouraging everyone listening to come over and listen to your show, follow the show, subscribe, do all those things, because you're putting a lot of great information into the world and your heart to help dads to be better in their homes and to be a better example to their kids is outstanding. So that's why I wanted you on my show, because there's so much about what you're putting in the world that we need right now. So everyone listening, go over and support Ernest's podcast. But Ernest, as we close off, send us where we need to go to hear the shows. Again, remind us where the ebook is And maybe if we want you on our podcast or we want to be part of your podcast, how do we do that? Can kind of just summarize for us as we close off.
All right. So again, first of all, thank you for having me. I definitely appreciate being on the, on your podcast. And I always love being on this side of the mic when I don't have to do nothing but talk. You know, right? Yeah. I always tell when I'm able to be a guest, I'm like, ooh, I'm on a good side. Like, I just get to run my mouth, you know. So thank you for having me. So my mission is to help people to deal, heal, and fulfill. To deal with their problems, to heal from the pain, and to fulfill their purpose, right? And so that's my mission in life. And so that being said, my website is dealhealfulfill.org. And you can email me at info@dealhealfulfill.org. And if you're interested in being on the show or having me on your show or whatever, you can hit me there. Right. As far as the podcast, I have two podcasts. The Deal to Heal with E. James podcast is the first podcast. And on that podcast, my guests and I talk about topics and ways to help us to heal in every area of our lives. And the second podcast is the Girl Dad Discussions podcast, where I have these conversations with other girl dads about, you know, what it means for them to grow up, to raise daughters, and how those that mission as being raising a girl dad, how does that feel? And even on that podcast, I've started having daughters on too. So I get to talk to the daughters about their relationships with their fathers. And so those are the two podcasts. So you can find them individually on your listening podcast. We're on Google, we're on Audible, you know?
Nice. So
we're on Audible, we're on Google Podcasts, you know, out of those places. But if you go to YouTube, and you look up Deal to Heal with E. James podcast, and you find our channel on YouTube, we have both podcasts under that same channel. So you'll be able to actually watch, you know, the Deal to Heal podcast and the Girl Dad Discussions podcast. And that's where you can find them at. And the eBooks. The eBooks is at eBooks by EJames.com. Again, made that really simple. eBooks by EJames.com, and you can get all the eBooks that's there.
Amazing. Ernest, we're going to have you on the How to Podcast series to talk about your podcast journey and build up other people who are thinking about having a podcast. You have two. Awesome. Yeah. I love having you. That'll be a great conversation to carry over to there as well. But thank you for doing this. Thank you for making time for me, for getting up after a very early morning and a quick nap. And here you are. You're doing great. So you're rewarded by now having the ability to go have a nap if you wish. Yeah. That's great. But thank you for making time to do this and to share such a great heart for kids, for daughters specifically, and for all that you're putting out into the world. Thank you for doing what you do. And I'm encouraging everyone to go and support you and to listen to your show and share it with another girl dad out there so that we can all be better and show up better for our daughters. So thank you so much for what you do.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone, all the information in the show notes, as always, thank you for listening to Dad Space, and please go over and support Ernest and his amazing podcast. Again, thanks, Ernest. Take care. Hey, thanks for listening to Dad Space today. I'm so thankful that you were here for this episode. If you like the show, please let another dad know. Hey, that kind of rhymed. Anyways, share the episode out with somebody in your circle who would love Dad Space. That means so much to us here, for our guests who donate their time to be on the show. And we just want to see this grow. So, again, another rhyme. Oh, wow. Anyhow, I think I need to write a song or something. Thank you for being here with Dad Space. And again, looking forward to the next episode. Look forward to having you here again with us. And if we can help you in any way, if you have a great guest idea for the show, a topic that you would love us to cover, we would love to do that here on Dad Space. So thanks for listening, and thanks for being part of the community. And to you, Dad, thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing Dad Space. Catch you on the next one. Take care.